I can remember analyzing people and trends all the way back in high school. The first time I remember it, I remember there was this one kid in my class that he wore a fluorescent orange jumpsuit to school. It was like a garbage man, like what man would wear, you know?
Or an inmate.
Yeah, or an inmate, exactly. And so he was wearing that, and I remember everyone thought that was the coolest thing. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, he's got that jumpsuit on and blah, blah. And like kids started going out and like literally buying these. You could buy them. They weren't made by Dickies, but a very similar brand. Yeah. And they sold them. Actually, I think that maybe they were made by Dickies, but they sold them at Kmart. And so kids started buying them wearing the high school. And I remember at that point, I realized that there are certain very early adopters, like tastemakers. I was like, if you could only, like, this person can spread a trend. And at the time, I was thinking about fashion.
Right.
Because, like, this kid was, like, considered by many other classmates to be, like, the cool kid, right? And so once he did something, he would influence all these other people. And so I started thinking about, like, it just made me think, like, what could I make that he would think was cool? And then it would spread throughout the class. That was, like, what I got excited about.
Yeah.
And then I just realized that I just, like, I kept coming up with all these ideas. And I've always been the kind of person that just, like, starts to think about. And I think it was just something that actually hurt me in school, because I was always daydreaming about different things. And I actually got really crappy grades and just, like, you know, didn't do well in school because my mind was always someplace else.
Yeah.
And I think that it was always, once I got connected up with computers, and I got really into computers, it was always about what I could build with software. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I built a couple little things that I launched as shareware and had on shareware blogs and stuff like that, and made some money. And then it kind of clicked that, you know, you write the software once, you charge for it, and you don't have to keep paying to have it made. You can just make more and more copies.
Money while you sleep.
It was insane, you know? And so, like, that clicked. And then I started thinking about, like, what are the things that I would like as a consumer and that I feel could spread and, like, really take off. And then, you know, it was kind of like analyzing these companies and looking at these different things and seeing them and being that early adopter where you want to play with everything. I think you have to have, like, a natural.
The number of apps you have on your phone is incredible to me.
You have to have, like, a natural curiosity. You have to, like, say, okay, I want to, like, I get excited. I get a hit of, like, freaking dopamine and, like, my, like, flutters in the stomach when I see something that is new and original and has never been done before.